Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Coming to you live from the Lyric Theater at the Meridian Arts Center, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who does the best, Robert DeCaneo Face. I'm Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. What's going on, Canada? We're back. Cut the music. I'm so excited. We have a sold out show here tonight. Let everybody in the world let you know that you're here. All right. Well, we have a great panel. What a great episode, first off. So fun to get to share a night like this with all of you. And we've got a great panel to talk about it. And here, back with me to know it all, it up with me. We did this in Washington, D.C., and she did such a great job. Here she is, back with us, the winner of Survivor 42, Marian Okic. Yes.
It's so nice to be back up here. It's so nice for you to be back here. This is gonna, I think, not age me, but show how little of Survivor I know. Last time you were here, I didn't even know what Survivor was.
Yes, you were you were Carson's age the last time. That's how
I
long
think
ago
I was.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was 6 years? 6 years?
Yeah.
So no, I was 19.
Yeah. How are
19.
You doing?
I'm doing good. Oh my goodness, that episode, I was like hyperventilating under like last gasp, being like, thank goodness, like Jeff decided to not do it for 42. I would have cried. I was like crying with Carson being voted out. I'm like, not my Tika. I was like laughing along with Carolyn, like with the confessional, with the crab thing. Like it was, I had a roller coaster of emotions, and it was just so amazing to go and watch it with all of you.
Yeah, this was a fun episode to watch with everybody, especially at that tribal council.
Oh my goodness, my heart was beating. I was like, oh my goodness, it's Carson's swan song. I know how that is, where you say how happy you are to be here in the experience. I'm like getting ready to like not cry because like I didn't want to be here, be like, hi Rob. So I'm so happy to be here with you. So happy I don't have to do that.
Maybe the biggest pop at a tribal council vote out at the live show, maybe since Malcolm got voted out.
Oh my goodness.
Mike Bloom wasn't here to point, sadly.
That was the vote out that you were here last month.
No.
You would have been here.
I believe it was Sierra Dawn Thomas with the Legacy Advantage.
Not Sierra Dawn Thomas.
Yeah.
Fan favorite game changer,
right.
Sierra Dawn Thomas Anglum.
Thank you.
Put some respect to her name. Full name.
Let's not get carried away. Okay. But we've got so many different things to talk about. I have to ask you,
yes.
I've been waiting to talk about this.
Yes.
What's your reaction to Robert De Niro face?
I think there's just something in the water with new era, even seasons, and the seventh placers, how they exit. Happened with Drea. She took forever to leave.
Yeah.
Happened with...
But can I tell you the difference from my perspective of those two? Jeff hated this. Jeff no-sold the Robert De Niro face worse than anything I've ever seen. That was stone freaking cold from Jeff. He did not smile at all.
I saw a little.
He was like, are you going to vote me out? You're going to snuff my torch? You're going to snuff my torch? Yeah, and Jeff gave him nothing.
Oh,
got nothing for you. Sorry for you.
Sorry for you. There you go. That's when he takes your flint. He took his fire.
He gave him nothing.
Yeah. But you know what? Honestly, good on Danny to like going to the bitter end, you know? Being like,
He went full tilt boogie on the impression.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good pull.
Very good pull. Yeah.
Yeah, he really went for it. So I admire the committal.
Yes.
But I think that Jeff doesn't like people to be silly when the vote, like the vote out, the torch snuff, mm-hmm. that is solemn.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Drea was walking around and doing stuff, like I think he liked that. That was like that mm-hmm. sportsmanship mm-hmm. of, and so, oh, I'm stunned. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You got me. He likes all that. But when if you try to like, okay, I'm going to do an impression now of Robert De Niro.
Okay.
I think that they would have cut it if it wasn't just like there was no way to cut around that. I'm surprised they didn't say, go sit back down, we're doing that again. I need a take that's not the De Niro face.
No, you know what? I think
you're gonna meet the Fockers.
Like, I think if it's your last moment, like you get like, I don't know, 5 seconds of grace to do what you want, if you want to blow someone's spot up, or I'm not saying that like you should, but like if you want to, your last gasp
last
in the
gasp,
game.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, it's like it's the game's final person. But I know there's a whole debate where it's like once you're voted out, then are you now immediately a jury member? And then you're now not supposed to say anything. Or is it now when your torch is snuffed, then you're now officially a jury member, and then you not say goodbye. So then I think it starts this whole philosophical debate about when does your game actually end and when do you begin becoming a jury member?
Well, I don't think that there's any question that you can still talk before your torch gets snuffed.
Okay.
Like, does anybody in the audience think that you should be silent after your votes?
Okay, we got a couple people.
Okay. Is that how you feel?
No.
Yeah.
No, I think, you see, for me, I would have, if I ever got voted out.
Yeah.
I think it depends, you know? If it was like an early blindside, like you just see snot running down my face and I'd try to be like, take it good, but I'd probably be ugly crying. If it was a little later, I would probably be like, I'm so happy, like y'all, good job, da 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 da. Yeah, but you know, I think I love talking. I love hearing the sound of my voice. So I'd want to, you know, say something as my last thing.
So Marianne, back in season 42, when we first got to meet you, you told us that you were going to do it for the weirdos.
The weirdos, yeah.
And you did. And I think you've changed the game because now we're now on like all weirdos now.
Yeah, I love it. Oops, all weirdos.
Yeah, oops, all weirdos. But Carolyn has been the, and I think the person that would probably brag about it being maybe the weirdest person that we've ever had on the show. And she's doing so well. This was far and away. This was her coming out party tonight.
This was like a breakout for Carolyn. And like, it was so wonderful because she did it when still being authentic to herself, right? Where it's like, I feel as if the story of being the weird kid is one where it's like, regardless of like how on the objective weird scale you actually were, I feel as if everyone can always identify in being weird, whether like you were the coolest kid or whether like, you know, you took your pants off in seventh grade and ran around with a long shirt, not speaking from experience or anything.
Sure.
But what I'm trying to say is that when you get players who are playing with their full authenticity, who feel empowered to play as their true selves, that's when you get the best gameplay, you know? And so when we're seeing these weirdos, these people, or even self-proclaimed weirdos being like, I feel comfortable to play as myself. I don't feel as if I have to smallen myself to get, you know, social credit so I can go and now make moves. That's when you really see the game being so great and you see those personalities really shine through.
Yeah, and Carolyn, this was like such a big night for her. First off, her Tribal Council performance was, it was incredible.
It was so good. It was so, I was on my seat. Like, she stole the show. She ate.
She ate. We all ate.
Left no crumbs.
Yeah. Okay, but Carolyn does play her idol tonight.
Yes.
Now, that I know there was a lot going on, but ultimately that there were three votes for Danny.
Yes.
That was that Carson would not have gone home had Carolyn not played her idol.
Mm-hmm.
But it was such a big night for Carolyn. Do you feel like that was still a successful idol play, even if not mathematically it didn't cancel the most votes?
I think that there's different definitions of idol play. You have a successful idol play, which is when you play your idol and then all the votes are negated so that actually the person with the second most votes gets voted out. Then you have a correct idol play where it's like even if maybe you are successful in your idol play or unsuccessful in the idol play where the vote play doesn't change, it's still a correct move to do. At this point, Carolyn felt as if she needed to save Carson. Carolyn knew that Carson was going to be going and getting votes, and Carolyn knew that people were whispering to get Carson out. So that means that if you have something in your ability to then go and play to make sure that Carson is safe, that is the correct move to do.
Well said. Because you certainly could make the argument that, like, she could hold on to it. She can do what you did and then get to a final tribal council and say, hey, you know what? By the way, I had a secret the whole time. I had this idol. But the narrative has been all along that Carolyn is not the decision maker on Tika.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to come to the aid of Carson, to be the person who I saved him, that does change the conversation about Carolyn.
It does. It really does. Especially because it's like, when you play an idol, people are for the first time seeing that you're playing that idol, especially since that was a secret idol that no one else knew except for at that point Carson and, you know, maybe Jam Jam, but we didn't see that, so who knows. So at that point, the jury's seeing, oh my goodness, Carolyn has an idol, which means Carolyn found an idol, which means Carolyn has the sense to go and play an idol. There's more going on in that place, and it's still such a wonderful, subtle way to be like, oh, I'm actually, like, there, that's someone actually playing the game, where it's like, so now you're starting to have that resume going on.
And you know who really loved it? The jury.
Yeah, all the faces, you know, all that.
And, you know, this is something that's interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, like, I've ever seen a lot of discussion about this, but, like, that do you get max? I know it's later on in the game, but, like, for when Danny played his idol on Franny and there was only Matt on the jury at that point, but then to have like, oh, now there's four people in the jury and the jury goes nuts. Like, it's almost like exponentially, does that like multiply like the impact of like, if you're in the game when Idol got played, you're like, okay, great. Billy played on Idol, who cares? But when there's people on the jury, the audience like goes nuts.
Oh my goodness. So I think it's just because you're watching the idol play, then you're watching people watching the idol play, and then it's like, and then you're watching the players in the game watch the idol play, and there's just so much going on that you're like, oh my goodness, like, it's like, but the thing is, like, you keep on seeing all these shots, and it's like, you're being blindsided as the viewer, but the players are being blindsided as the players, and you're like, oh, what's this person reacting? What's this person reacting? What is this person thinking when they were leaving the game, and now they're seeing something different? Because the jury members are getting the snapshot of the game. They're only getting what when people are coming in versus what they're seeing at Tribal. So, like, I think just, like, the different viewpoints and perspectives, it's, like, that information overload that makes it even more exciting to go and watch.
You know, I think we need to hear from some people that might have sat on a jury.
Yes. And I think we also need to hear from people who made the jury blindsided from like a big move, maybe in a seventh place or so. I think that would be like, I think that's a good thing to do, right? We can get someone up who shocked the jury by nullifying a knowledge is power move or something.
Yeah.
In like a season, maybe two seasons ago or something.
Would you like the honor to introduce your friend?
Yes. I would love to introduce my friend, 10 minutes away from me, save me at merge, much to his doom, Omer Zahia.
Thank you.
I have mine.
Omer!
Woo! Thank you for having me.
Yes. How are you?
Asking her all these jury questions as if she was ever on one.
Well, yeah. What do you think about that? Do you feel like that when an idol play in front of the jury is much more impactful than an idol play that happens just in front of the other players?
Oh, exponentially. Especially as the game goes on, there's more people getting riled up. And on the jury, everybody's always talking about the moves that happened in the last few days. And they would forget. They have short-term memory. They're like that fish from Finding Nemo, Dory. Had a lot of quality of life issues, but nevertheless.
Because also the idol play is happening to you. It's like you're ruining our plan with this stupid idol play. It sucks. But when you're on the jury, it's like, oh my God, Carolyn!
Can we go back in time and get Lindsay to play that idol? Am I right?
Yeah.
would have
been great. I think a big part of this episode also was the Lauren and Jamie decision, okay? Lauren and Jamie put their two votes on Heidi in this episode, and I think that there was definitely some confusion about what was going on.
I'm still confused. Is everybody out there confused?
Okay. Good, because I think I've got what happened.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, we saw Carson talking to them, and I do think that Carson also needs some credit in all of this here tonight, because it seems like that for whatever reason, he seemed like he had the relationship with Lauren and Jamie to get them to believe that they were in on a vote split of two votes on Heidi, two votes on Danny. I don't think that three votes on Danny. I think because that we saw Jamie and Lauren talking at the well, and they were talking about, all right, do we go for Carson or for Danny? So they were in on the split of, okay, our two votes are on Heidi, and Tika's three votes were going to be on Danny. So really, what was kind of brilliant about this plan also was that, like, for Tika, they did not betray Lauren and Jamie. They voted. Everybody's like, great, we have a mission accomplished. We got Danny out of the game.
Yeah, but they also, I mean, Tika definitely did the right thing, I think, playing the idol. But they probably didn't know that they weren't going to vote with them because it didn't really make sense from what we saw. But I think that, like, for Jamie and Lauren to vote with Tika, so I think the defensive play to play the idol made sense. Now, I think Jamie's really been the mastermind of the whole season, so there's something
MVP.
We're missing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I have something to chat with you about Omer. I was watching this episode and thinking about Jamie and Lauren, and I was just flashing back to 2 years ago, and I was remembering my relationship with Romeo and myself at this position in the final seven. Mm-hmm. So in this moment in the final seven, as you would remember, we were seen as the bottom, but we were seen as a tight, two fun little duo. So I wanted to talk to you about what was the power in Jamie and Lauren's vote, where it's like you might not be the one making the move, but you are the ones who are like, people are relying on your vote. So can you chat to me about that position, about how it was in my perspective and how it is in your perspective in the big fish pond?
I think that you capitalized on that bottom position very well because you knew how you were perceived and were
this
able to
This isn't me
flip
tooting
that.
My own horn. This is me talking about the position.
A little bit.
But I guess, I mean, does Lauren and Jamie know where they are within the larger group, and will they now use that information to propel themselves? But I think that Jamie's mentality of, let's get rid of this whole alliances are done, it's a day-to-day thing, because here we have them saying that, but Tika's been sticking together, and look who's coming out on top. So let's get rid of that garbage. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of their decision to ultimately go with this plan? Because they had the other option that they could have gone with. They could have gone with Danny and Heidi and voted out Carson. Of course, they don't know that Carolyn has the idol. But that's still not the path that they chose to go down.
I mean, from what we've seen, I think they should have gone the other way. But does anyone have a counter argument to that? Because I can't think of one right now.
I can think of one. And it comes, like, I feel as if Jamie and Lauren, and this is my speculation, can be banking on the fracture of Tika, you know? You have powerful alliances, like, for example, Taku. We made it to the final six at that point, but at final six, we were all targeting each other. So maybe Jamie and Lauren are hoping, okay, we're going to go with Tika this one vote, but then after next vote, when hopefully they'll fracture, because clearly they're a big unit, they're going to focus on working with us so we have more power to actually go and take one of them out, then we can go and work with Heidi. That's maybe something that they could be thinking about.
But do you want to rely on them having to fracture, or do you want to control your own destiny? I don't know.
Hmm. That's interesting. So let's say they did go and there was no idol and they went out. So it'd be then 2-2-2, correct? Which means that they're going to have to work with someone to then go and take someone out. Who would they be working with at that point? Because now at least they can easily pull Heidi and get a 3-3 rather than doing a 2-2, then doing a 4.
Carson is still, like, from his days, like, switched over to Ratu? Do you think that he's still working, like, that Lauren relationship?
I think that it's just so interesting because you want to think about how many options you have to get to the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you also want to think about who's not going to want to get to you to the end. So maybe he's like thinking, okay, so I don't know, maybe Lauren and Jamie, I can work with them, but then Heidi might not want to work with me, but like, is Heidi good at immunity challenges or is Jamie and Lauren good at immunity challenges? So maybe I want to actually take the person who doesn't want to work with me, but I know that I can beat.
Yeah, I think it might also just be, that Danny is very good at the challenges.
That too.
It's not like, as good as impressions, though.
Yeah. What did you think of that?
Okay, so I don't know if I loved it or hated it, but I think it might be both. However, it made me jealous. I wish I did an emu impression on the way out because I have a pretty good one. And then also...
Can you do it for us?
Sure. All right.
Omar?
It's a bit aggressive.
The tribe has spoken.
Okay.
They got really short wings.
Okay.
And then they come in, long legs. They're very stupid.
Yeah.
And then they like to see shiny objects and they really...
Ah! Oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, Jeff wouldn't have liked that at all.
No, he would not have.
I think Danny's choice of celebrity, I think, could have been better.
By the way, great week for Robert De Niro, okay?
Yes.
Lots of news coverage. Now, this was the top seven. If you Google Robert De Niro 7 this week, you're gonna get a different story.
Okay, my issue was that I don't know who Robert De Niro is.
Do you not have Robert De Niro in Canada?
My parents didn't let me. Oh no, my mom's gonna watch this.
Can you name what's a movie he was in? I have no idea.
The Godfather, Part 2.
Oh, okay.
Part 2, okay.
Yeah.
Part 2.
All right, you were in Survivor 42, okay?
You're gonna say you didn't like The Godfather Part 2 when you stand by Aladdin 2 as the best one.
Aladdin 2 is better than Aladdin 1.
That's wrong.
What anybody says, and Forrest Gump sucks.
No.
Okay.
No. I had to live with him for 23 days, okay?
I want to, let me bring it back for a minute. One of the things that I think is going to be very interesting in terms of the fallout from this, we saw Carolyn in the voting booth for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Shades of Hannah going back to mm-hmm. Millennials versus Gen X. And she was in the voting booth for so long, and she came out, and ultimately, she wrote down Lauren, crossed it out, and wrote Danny. That was the deciding vote. But will there be... And he, like, for Lauren, like, hey, wait a minute. Did that say Lauren and you crossed it out?
This did not work out well for Aubrey, so I guess we're about to find out.
Didn't work out well for Aubrey, certainly. And then, I just want to talk through that, Marianne, for Carolyn, to have written down Lauren, is she thinking, okay, so if Lauren and Jamie actually did vote for Carson
mm-hmm.
and I play the idol for Carson
mm-hmm.
and then also Jam Jam and Carson, they wrote down Danny's name and Danny stands up and he plays his idol.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's gonna happen? I'm gonna now protect myself. One vote on Lauren,
mm-hmm.
she's gonna go home.
Mm-hmm. I think that's maybe what she was thinking because she was really looking at the numbers, counting.
She had four. Like, she was putting four fingers down on the paper.
Trying to figure out exactly where is it going to be? Who's it going to be? What's going to happen if there's a double idol play? How do I keep myself safe, right? And then it's so interesting because there's always that very aggressive move to protect yourself, but then sometimes the most aggressive move isn't always the smartest move in the long time. I can speak to that because when in our second vote out with Mariah, I thought about writing Lindsay's name down at that point because if the shot in the dark hit, then Lindsay would then go home. But then at that point, if you write that person's name down and then after you have to go back to camp, and at this point we thought a swap still existed, you're like, Lindsay would be like, what the heck, Marianne? Why'd you write my name down? And it's bad, right? So I think that when you write someone down, The thing which Carolyn should have done was committed, you know? So if she's gonna write Lauren's name down, just keep the name down. But if you're gonna write Danny's name down, you're gonna keep the name down. Because now Carolyn's gonna come back to camp, Lauren's gonna come back to camp, and it's just like Carolyn wrote Lauren's name down, even though she actually didn't, because the proof is literally in the pudding that she at least thought of writing the name down.
But to be fair, we don't know. She could say it was someone else. You know, as we saw, people don't always believe you when you say you didn't vote for someone or you did vote for someone. One, Danny. Yeah.
Some people think L-I-N-Z-E.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We have another great guest here. Yes. I want to get up here on the panel because this is very relevant to what we saw in the episode because but last season, we saw this woman win the very immunity challenge that we had here tonight. Woo! Please welcome from Survivor 43, Carla Cruz Godoy. Woo! Hold on. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. Hello.
Carla, 1 hour for Jam Jam? What the hell?
I know. I was like, they must have put that grate down a few inches.
They didn't even beat the tide.
I know. Well, when I saw Lauren go, I was like, I know exactly how she's feeling because it's so cold. But I couldn't imagine how cold. I mean, I could imagine how cold they were.
Yes. Carla, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm excited. It's great to finally not be on TV and to watch it from a different perspective. And I'm just so entertained. I love the season.
What did you make out of the episode tonight?
Oh my God, I think it was one of the best episodes this season.
It really was. Yeah. And honestly, like this post-merge has been four episodes. There hasn't been anything wacky in terms of the twists that they have, for all of the complaining a lot of us did in the first half of the game. Like this has been like a pretty normal, stretch of Survivor.
Yeah, I agree. I think the storytelling today was just phenomenal, from hearing Danny's perspective of where his mind was, to hearing Carolyn's story, to hearing Jam Jam talk a little. Heidi, everyone really gave a POV of where they thought they were going. And I think that's important for us as viewers to know when we're, viewing and taking in the information.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about the immunity challenge in terms of, break it down for us.
Okay.
Did Jam Jam have like a great technique from what you saw? Who was doing a great job?
Well, it's hard to see because, you know what? I feel like on Twitter I saw some debate, like, is the snorkel the right technique? And I didn't use the snorkel really. I just held my nose. But it really depends. I didn't see as much of a swell in this season, whereas we felt the swell go in and out, so I could tell when to breathe. So one, I was like, they changed the location of this challenge. Two, it came up slowly. There was
Feel like they did change the location? Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is like 3 weeks later. They probably just left it there.
I thought it looked different.
Yeah.
I think it was different. It was, yeah, there weren't swells. So I think without swells, the snorkel method works. But honestly, it's really about meditation. It's about, I just thought of family.
Oh, just like on the Survivor, everybody. This is a high vibe experience.
You just gotta be chill and be with one with nature. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy that I won. I tell people that the joke is, I can't believe I won because I smoke cigarettes. And I'm just like, how did a smoker beat a challenge where you hold your breath? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, diminished lung capacity, I guess.
Exactly.
All right. So, Omer, when they got into the challenge, Jeff is like, all right, everybody, how's it feeling? And Carson's like, I practiced this in my bathtub. And everybody's like, ha, 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 hilarious. What a funny joke. But he definitely did, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I wonder if he had, like, I want to know if he had the grate.
He 3D printed the grate.
Everything about it.
But then how do you think he would simulate the swells of the water?
Run the water.
You just slowly turn up, rise the level in the tub.
No, but the tub's not going to have like a lot of like the swells. Like maybe like he got like his
jacuzzi.
Sibling or his mother. Oh, there you go.
There you go, yes.
Carla, who did you think came at this with the wrong approach?
Ooh, I wasn't really paying attention as to who came in with the wrong approach. I mean, I guess I could say that Lauren just was like, you know, I guess not confused. She was too preoccupied within her own mind, and I think it was all about relaxing. And when Jeff was like, what's up? You know, asking her a question, I think she was already in her own head. Mm-hmm. I think that was the wrong approach. I don't know, but I can't really tell. I don't know. I was trying to talk to Jeff. I was telling y'all a story yesterday. I was trying to be like, you know, Jeff, this is for, and then I gasped in water and I was like, I'm done. Because I'm not going to get out of this challenge trying to tell a story. But I can't say, yeah, I'm sorry.
Jamie wasn't using a snorkel or plugging her nose.
Okay. That was wild yes. to me. Like,
we love
she
Jamie.
Has no fear. I love it.
No fear
like,
at all.
Like, all smile. She just came with a smile.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. Yep. Jam Jam said that he didn't think he was going to be good because he has fat hands, that he has sausage fingers like King Charles, but apparently that might be good, like, for making a barricade.
Oh, for sure. If I think about it, I think I'm not going to say I practiced for this, but, like, there are moments when I practiced for Survivor, I, like, swam and held my breath, and I think for sure, like, if you have, yes, it could have worked. But, and I think that's the beauty of, I don't know who I was talking to. I was like, sometimes, you know, you assume that Danny's going to win because he, you know, does breathe with Danny. He does breathing practices. He's always in the water. But it's the people who you least expect to win will always win. And I remember going in for my season, I was like, it's either Owen or Cody. Because Owen's a swimmer and Cody's always in water. But I was like, I'm going to show them that the person that they least expect can win this. Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to get one more person up here on the panel here with us. That we've got a loaded panel here tonight. And so to join us in this conversation, please welcome from the Davids versus the Goliaths, it's Gabby Pascuzzi. Oh. So great to see you, Gabby. Give it up for Gabby, come on. Gabby, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. Thank you.
What is going on?
I'm in Toronto.
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 Yeah, I live 2 hours away. I think like I got here faster than some Canadians today.
Yeah. It turns out I live 2 hours away from here too. Gabby, what are you making of everything that's going on here?
What do you mean?
I got on a plane and it took 2 hours to get here.
Okay. I was like, do you teleport? I'm like, are you driving like 500 miles an hour?
I got on a plane at 2:30 and I got here at 4:30.
That's the magic of air travel.
That is, it is pretty magical. I mean, it's not rocket travel, Carson.
Yeah.
All right. But Gabby, this was such an exciting night.
For sure. I loved it.
Gabby, do you do any celebrity impressions?
Not in public.
Yes.
Not on national TV. Well,
can I ask something from the crowd here? Okay. Do we have anybody in the crowd who can do a celebrity impression? And if you can, we would love to have you come up here on the stage. Ooh. And we can hear your celebrity impression. Nobody political, okay, please? All right? Do we have somebody?
It's a trap.
Anyone?
Let me see.
Oh.
I can't tell. Is somebody trying to get over there?
Oh, I see a forced hand on my left, on the right.
All right, who can do a celebrity impression?
If I do a really bad impression of a celebrity, will you feel better? Because I cannot do any impressions for the life
of
me.
And
I was like, does Rob want to do one?
Rob is so good.
Rob is so good.
Rob
is
Survivor impression.
Rob is a really good. Like, does Rob want to do one?
Do who? Okay, and Jeff can no sell it.
Yes. Here comes tonight's long distance dedication.
Yeah. All right. We'll figure out a prize if we can get somebody to do a celebrity impression. Yeah. Come on up and we get. Yes. What you have? What do they want to do? A Pokemon?
Jigglypuff.
Who?
Jigglypuff.
No Pokemon impressions. So. Who the hell knows what a Pokemon is?
You know what I can do? I can do this. My wife.
Borat? Okay.
I can do Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay.
Damn it. We are running out of time. Give me that idol, Carolyn, right now.
Wait, what's that?
It's good.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. No. From Survivor 24.
Oh, yeah, we got one.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
Come on up.
Come on up.
Yeah, come on up.
Woo! Everyone clap. That's cute.
Look at this brave person. Here, do you want to come up?
Applause is premature, trust me.
Okay, come on up. All right. Yes, what's your name?
Andy.
Andy, thank you so much for coming up and being brave.
Thank you. Okay.
Andy, where are you from?
From Toronto.
Toronto. Yeah. Andy, can you do a celebrity impression that can rival Danny's Robert De Niro impression?
Come on, Andy. My daughter nominated me because she remembers me doing this, but she's almost 14, so it's been a while.
Okay.
And I'm going to just substitute in, instead of my child, I'm going to substitute in, like, my favorite player right now.
Okay.
Very quick impression.
Okay. All right.
I'll be right back.
Andy is getting his character.
She has to get in the zone.
Okay.
Elmo loves Carson.
That is, well done. Well done. Okay. We're gonna get you a t-shirt from the RHA store. Okay. Thank you, Andy.
That was good.
Okay.
I can't do a celebrity impression, but I can do a really scary voice that's not mine. Can I do that?
Okay.
Here, ready?
Oh.
Yes.
We all saw this.
Yeah.
I will have your soul. Rob Sestranino.
Yeah, that is, all right. We have one more celebrity impression?
Woo!
Okay, all right. One more, okay. Woo! Come on up. All right. Here's Brandon.
Woo!
Brandon, come on over here. Brandon, what celebrity are you going to do an impression of?
I do a pretty solid impression of Gingy from Shrek.
Whoa! Okay, gingerbread man from Shrek. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
Yes, the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man!
Yes, the Muffin Man.
No, not the buttons. Not the gumdrop buttons.
Yes, thank you.
Do not snuff my torch, please. Oh.
Yeah.
Give it up for Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. Okay, put them in a brand steel, Gingy and Elmo. All right. Gabby, I want to hear from you how you think we're set up here with this final six now. Where do we go from here?
I think they're all doing a great job. And they should have listened to Franny earlier.
Agreed.
They should have listened to Franny because now Tika is like half of the people that are left.
Mm-hmm.
And that was silly. They were,
Franny did call it, yeah.
Other color team, I don't know what their names are, but the other color team had more people than them before. And then the other team had more, and then now the middle team, Tika, has more.
Yeah.
And they should have listened to Franny. Exactly.
Is this like a flashback with Jebeni coming to the merge with just Nick and Angelina and Mike White?
Love that connection. Love the connections you're making to my season that I remember so many details about. Yeah, I think like there's always one tribe that people underestimate, and I feel like the particular personalities in Tika this season like mm-hmm. led people to underestimate them, and like for some reason Franny was the only one smart enough to call it out on the show, and then Danny didn't listen to her, and like now Danny's gone, and I live for Tika, and I think like I always root for the underdog, so I'm super excited to
You're
root
David.
All of them up.
You're
yeah,
David.
I'm such a David.
So I really want to talk about a couple of the things that came out of last week's episode, because I think that there was like we were left with some interesting things from that last vote where we saw that there were all of the votes that went against Franny, and we saw one, Carolyn, left in the dark, and then we saw that Heidi wrote down Danny's name. And I thought both of those things were going to be really huge factors coming into this episode, and I want to talk about them. First, I was very surprised, Marianne, that Carolyn ended up going back with Jam Jam and Carson so quickly. I really thought all week long, I thought that for Carolyn, Jam Jam, he didn't even vote against her. Mm-hmm. He just like did not loop her in on like the plan to tell Josh that she was the decoy vote, and she was so upset about that. And now she was left in the dark. I said, Carolyn is not going back with these guys, but it very quickly got repaired. Were you surprised?
I don't think I was surprised, because I think that when people play, there's this misconception that if you have emotion when you play, you will then make emotional moves, right? So
the old debate, emotions versus experience.
But I think, and it's been said a lot of times, that Carolyn expresses the emotion that she is feeling, right? But yeah. I think that Carolyn has one of the best reads in all of the cast there. You're seeing she understood that like in Josh's move that like she didn't want to be a decoy vote. She understood that like she's like, I think it's gonna be Carson. Like she has a lot of great reads.
Yeah.
So it's even showing that like even if she's playing with emotion, she has that sense of the game and knows what to do with it. So she might be so angry at that coming back, but she might be like, you know what? But it makes more sense for me to move forward in this way.
Yeah, she's like the main character, not of Survivor, of like a procedural drama where it's like she's quirky and unique, but she has her methods and she always gets it right. Like that's kind of the coming to CBS this fall. It's Carolyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carla, that were you surprised that she ended up, because it wasn't just Jam Jam, it was Carson too, that she said, I think earlier this season, she said, I trust him 99%.
I wasn't surprised, only because, I mean, if you're at the final seven, you're definitely thinking, what can I do to move forward with the majority? Or if I'm going to try to make something big, I have to have the right read on the numbers. It was an emotional reaction, but I think she quickly shook herself out of it and was like, I have to think about the position that I'm in. There's so much love between them that I don't think a little vote like that could have changed them.
Yeah. I mean, Carolyn was really feeling it tonight. She was having so much fun, and I too like to have fun. This is like a bracelet that I found. It's from local. I found it here on the beach. It's from a little Canadian place known as Wendy's. So I think this is like I'm not worthy.
US.
But yeah. And then I'm just gonna like put this as part of my ensemble. I'm really feeling it. So got all of this. So this is cool.
You know what? I was thinking about Wendy's and about food and about you said previous episode. Can I do like a little game?
Felt cute, might delete
because
later.
I was thinking you can keep your prize, Rob. But I was thinking so much and just pondering about how in this new era, it's like the one thing which I feel is missing the most are those big, extravagant rewards, you know? It's like those like cool, amazing rewards, the spectacular ones. And then I was thinking, I wonder what would have been everyone's dream reward that's sitting here. So I actually secretly surveyed all of you, and I have your rewards, and I'm not sure how we're gonna do this. You're gonna figure it out, Rob. But I actually have written down all of our rewards.
Let's get somebody up here to play the game, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's here.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Do I have a volunteer?
There's like several hands there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, let's see. All right, let's go this guy right here in the front.
Okay. Oh, lucky number person.
Okay. All right. Are you ready to play Survivor Dream Rewards? Come on up. Come on up. Woo! Marianne has been working on this game for 2 days here.
Two days.
Come on over. Come on over here. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael. Okay, Michael, where are you from?
Peterborough.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And right. How's your water there? Yeah.
Is there a problem with the water?
The people here know.
It's an acquired taste.
Okay. Why, what's with the water?
It's an acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste? What does it taste like?
Something acquired.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Don't touch the leaves
right.
of that zoo.
Here.
So you take a seat, Rob.
Okay.
So we have 1, 2.
You look like the monkey from Aladdin 2.
We have 5. No, we have 4
he
people.
He is the best.
Five people.
Five contestants here. Okay, we have some new era, some new era, and some what's an idol era. Okay, but some people had rewards. So I've actually gotten interviewed, including myself, and I'm gonna read the different types of rewards, and I'm gonna see. I want you to see if you can figure it out, and you can play over here in the stage too, and people listening online. Think of it in your head and see if you get it right. And if you get all 5 out of 5 right, you're great. You got this, Michael?
We're gonna find out.
Okay. So we're gonna start with this one, and this is no particular order. Bubble bath, followed by a massage with margaritas and a great burger. Out of these 5, pretend that I'm sitting here, who do you think would want that reward?
I'll be honest, I'm kind of drawing blanks on names right now.
Okay, we have no words.
Yes, Michael, stand behind the person that you think is the reward.
If someone wants to go up for me,
that's
okay.
Fine. I'm Rob,
by
the way.
Why did you volunteer? Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't think I could
pick. Do you even watch Survivor?
Okay.
Rob, Carla, Omer, Gabrielle, and Marianne.
Yes.
There you go, Gabrielle. Yes.
Like I said, just nerves,
It's the mirror, it's the lights. Don't worry, Michael, don't worry. I'm horrible with names.
No.
Okay, I used to call Jonathan Jackson.
That's so, okay.
And Jackson was like already gone by the game at that point, so.
Better, eh?
Okay, talk into the microphone. Make sure you even get the microphone.
So for the reward of,
a bubble bath followed by a massage with margaritas and a great burger. Yeah, we can have yell outs.
Price is right.
Yeah, this is like the Price is Right. Yeah.
Price is right.
The audience, help him out.
I'm going to go with Carla on this one.
Carla, listening to the audience.
We have the bell.
And so, Carla, does that sound like it's your reward?
Yes.
Ooh,
yes!
Yeah!
Hit the bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, you're 1 for 1.
You're one for one.
Good job.
Here we go.
And you got a name right. Okay.
No worries, Michael.
It was just the lights. It was honestly just the lights. Go on.
Yeah.
The second reward.
Michael told me that his ultimate reward is normal tasting water.
No, the Peterborough water.
And name tags.
There you go.
The name tags would be nice.
You have nice beaches and a nice bridge to jump off. Okay.
Oh my God.
It's not as dark as you think. It's not as dark as you think.
There's water. There's water.
Oh my God.
It's a train track and you jump into the water. I've done it before. You jump into water.
It's actually called jumping off a dolly. It's a very normal thing.
I hear it now. Okay.
Imagine if she didn't win Survivor.
Moving on, Michael. Second one. Helicopter to a mountaintop or volcano with fresh pizzas and optimal toppings and peanut butter. Separately, of course. Dining should be during the day so that when the bathroom hits, the ocean is still an option. Then, as the sun sets, we watch a movie with popcorn, but no movies made before 2000s. Perhaps Spy or White Chicks or Saw.
So, Spy, White Chicks, or Saw?
But it does say no movies before 2000, so I really think that, what's that movie? Jack and Jill would be a very great option as well, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Michael.
He did want to play a game.
Yeah, let's go with Omer.
All right, is it Omer?
Do you recognize it?
Do you want to play a game?
Apparently.
You didn't say if you recognize it.
What?
You recognize that reward. Is it
you?
There you go!
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're 2 for 2, Michael.
All right, you're 2 for 2.
Okay.
It's all the crowd.
This is the third one.
Hold on. Where are we? Stay in the shot. Here.
Yeah, here we go. I want a helicopter ride to a second location. Then I am going on a boat to a reef and snorkel. On the boat, we will then have chicken wings and fries and some drinks. We will then chill until the boat brings us back to camp.
I'm gonna have to go with Gabby.
Gabby.
Did you even know my name before this moment?
Uh-oh.
Gabby, do you recognize?
You just heard the crowd say that.
God is it.
I was gonna say Gabrielle.
Do you recognize that reward, Gabby?
I do not.
Oh.
Oh.
We will not say who that reward is.
Okay. All right, 2 out of 3.
Here
not bad.
Is the next one. Peanut butter and fluff sandwich. Anything super sweet.
Can you say that again?
I'll read it again. Peanut butter and fluff sandwich. Anything super sweet.
I think it's you, Marianne.
He only knows one of our names at this point.
Here. Rob, can you be me for a moment?
Fluff is an acquired taste. It's something that you really like on Survivor.
I don't know what fluff is.
Yeah, it's my marshmallow sauce. Aww. Sorry.
Wait, you haven't asked me if I recognize that reward.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know the rules of hosting this game.
No, you're supposed to be like,
Marianne, does that sound like a reward that you would like?
It does not.
Oh.
No worries. You now got 2 right,
Hot
2
start,
wrong.
Michael.
So this tells you if you get a 40 or a 60, okay? And in 60s in Canada, although, we're nice, so that's a C.
Is this a curse of the M, Marianne?
This is not. Okay, but this is the last one. A water seaplane ride, and it brings me to a sandbar in the middle of the ocean, and I'm poured fresh champagne with a charcuterie board. I get a massage, and no one comes on the reward with me.
Private massage.
Is this one Gabby?
Gabby, does that sound like your reward?
I would love if I was on a reward alone.
Yeah!
All right, 3 out of 5. All right.
Yeah, that is so
All right, give
good.
It up for Michael. Yeah.
So, the peanut butter and fluff sandwich was Rob, and the snorkeling with wings was me. I love wings. But thank you so much. Give it a hand for Michael again.
Right. Just going back to Carolyn, Omer, do you recommend people putting dead crustaceans on their body as a veterinarian?
I actually encourage it. I think that crustaceans have very few communicable diseases. And
it was giving crab feeder. What is this, House of the Dragon?
She is a lobster queen. Just in time for the new Little Mermaid.
Lobster queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought...
Carla, I thought there's no food on this island. Where's all these
There's a lobster shortage, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay,
What the freaking hell?
I know for a fact, well, when I stayed in Vessi for the one day, there was no food at Vessi at all. Well, that's what, you know, that camp was. I don't know what they found. It looked great. I hope they found some meat, but from what I know, there was nothing at that island. So I know they were starving. I think she was licking the shell. I don't know. I would.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand where she found it, because when I went to Ponderosa, there was a lobster shortage. We were allowed one lobster per person, and then Hai was vegan, so we were all making a play for that lobster. And I didn't have the social capital to get it, but I certainly tried. And nobody got it at the end of the day.
Wait, you couldn't get a lobster?
I couldn't get Hai's lobster.
I missed something. Why did you want Hai's lobster?
Because we all got one, and he's a vegan and didn't want to eat it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that came out of last week's episode was that Heidi voted for Danny, that there was a plan, and that Heidi said, well, look, I'm not going to the end with Danny. I'll vote for Danny. And then this week that Tika was like, oh, we got to let Danny know that Heidi voted for him. And Danny said, no, that didn't happen, because there's maybe a first grader that would ultimately believe that story. Now, in the film Meet the Parents, Robert De Niro actually... It was administering lie detector tests to people. But apparently that Danny does not do that in part of the impression.
No.
Why did he do the impression? I'm sorry.
Like, why?
I got up here late and I wasn't allowed to comment on the impression.
No, please.
But why did he do that? Why did he do that?
I think he feels like it's really good.
I hated it. You spend your Survivor vote out doing an impression. Why was that? Why did he think he should do that?
That's his bucket list, to do Robert De Niro.
We can move on, but I was upset that I wasn't up here earlier.
Please,
when you said, what did you think of that?
Because
I just
queen.
Wanted to say that I hated it. I hated it so much.
She hated it so much, she tore up these Wendy's boxes and stashed them like a raccoon.
I finally made you a bracelet. Mm-hmm.
No, but I...
Wait. Rob, wait.
Sorry.
But Rob, I do want to bring up a good point.
Carla, look at this bracelet. Look.
Oh, like the one I made?
Yes, I've made this myself. I got one Wendy's item from every person. Yeah. No, Jeff really didn't like it, though. Did you see that Jeff had tweeted after the episode? He tweeted after the episode. He said that the only thing I liked about Survivor 43 was nobody did a Robert De Niro impression. That's how much he didn't like it.
Dang. I know. I still need therapy.
There was no impressions.
No, but to get back to the point that you made, it's going to be super interesting to go to the final six to see a fractured, right? Like, you have the Tika 3, but then you have Jamie and Lauren, who've already voted for Heidi, and there's no way that I don't think that they could ever work together to try to get the Tika 3 apart. So it's just super smart maneuvering by the Tika 3. I just think it's flawless. I'm like, wow. It's great moves. So let's see what happens next week, because Heidi still has her idol. I'm really excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
Drama's there.
Did you think that Heidi should have played her idol at that tribal council? Like, was there enough crazy stuff going on? I mean that Carolyn could have written down Heidi's name and Heidi would have gone home.
It's hard, right? Because when you have an idol at like that stage of the game, you really think about, am I comfortable right now? Do I want to take it to the end? Or, you know, like Carolyn, can I use it for someone, or can I make a big move? I don't know if Heidi felt comfortable. I don't know if she was like, this is not the right time. Maybe there's another time, but the time is ticking, right? In order to make a move or to make a splash or to build on your resume, let's see what happens.
You know, we were talking last week on the podcast about the idea, and this was something that you were talking about in season 43, about how, you know, when you have partners, when you have numbers, like maybe it's like a decent idea to go after your own numbers to sort of like lower your threat profile. But that has not been what Tika has been doing. do you feel like that, are they an exception to the rule? Like, is it just like that the other players have been kind of like, just like doing a bad job of recognizing Tika as a threat? Or do you feel like that actually Tika are changing the game?
Ooh, ooh, jump scare.
I guess not.
I don't know. I think the Tika 3 have, it's just a great collection. It's a great group. You have folks with different personalities, different strengths, different weaknesses that I think they camouflage so well that they don't seem, I mean, you can see an obvious threat in all of them, actually. They're all threats. I think it's smart, though. I think the big difference for sure is that they've stayed together instead of being like, let me just take you out, right? Mm-hmm. Let me try to get a shield out. And I think looking back at my season, my ideal was always to keep my power three, who were kind of the bigger threats, to the end, because, you know, a shield is a shield is a shield. You want to be strong, but then you don't know whether or not those shields are stronger than yours. I don't know, like, we should have stayed united, but it's smart for them to stay united, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might vote a shield out too early, and then that's your own demise.
And Omer, as far as what Heidi did, do you feel like that she like played this the right way to just go back to Danny and be like, no, it wasn't me. I don't know anything about this.
Before I get to that, I would like to say that sometimes sticking with your tribe does not work.
Oh!
But sometimes it does.
Yeah.
But for Heidi, sometimes I think the better thing to do is to come clean. But in this situation, you know, to be fair to Danny, like, it didn't make a ton of sense for Heidi to go after him at that point. And if she sticks to her story, there's no proof she did it. And it kind of worked out for her. So I thought she executed that actually really well. And she had balls of steel to not be playing that idol right there.
Yeah, she did a good job. And she's the only person with an idol going into the final six. So she's actually in a pretty decent position moving forward.
I want to talk to
yes?
you, Carla. Not about that, but about something that I was ruminating upon. So the thing that we're it's not bad. This is great discussion. So we've been talking about Heidi not using her idol in this position, right? So one thing which I was thinking and ruminating about was that at this point, when Heidi saw Carolyn play the idol for Carson, she believed she knew what Carolyn was going to do because there was a split vote plan, right? So I actually want to talk to you about your idol play when Jesse played the idol, about what made you play it. Like, when you saw Jesse playing the idol, did you maybe think you knew what the second plan was? Did you maybe play it because you didn't know what was going on? I want to hear, like, your mind about when you play an idol, like, as a reactive move. Like, what are the things that you think about to make you do that?
Yeah, I remember after the challenge, I got injured that day, and I had a chat with Jeff as the doctor was looking at me, and he's like, what's going through your mind? And I was like, at the end of the day, I have an idol. If I feel any sort of discomfort, I'm going to use it. I did not know what was happening at all. I just saw Cody not freaking out, but I just saw like the confusion in his eyes, and I was like, what is really going on here? He must be a great actor if this is going to go towards me. Mm-hmm. So then I just played it because I had it. Mm-hmm. I should have saved it, but you don't know. Mm-hmm. And you'd rather use it than go mm-hmm. home with it at that stage.
Yeah. Because I think that is a correct way to play it. Like, if you do not know what is going on, then you want to, and you have that way. It's like, imagine being like, I don't know what's going on. Like, you need to have really good gut of steel to, like, not have that sense. So maybe Heidi believed that even when she saw the idol being played, she's like, well, we've been talking about the split vote plan. So even though this idol is played on Carson, maybe then it's then going to be Lauren or Jamie going home. Just something mm-hmm. to think about, which I was just ruminating.
Okay. At that tribal council, something also that came up was Jeff talked about how, Danny talked about the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and Jeff said that all of the players in the Survivor Hall of Fame don't have any coulda, shoulda, wouldas. That's what makes them Hall of Fame players. Marianne, do you feel like, is that an accurate statement?
I couldn't speak to it because I wouldn't say I'm in the Hall of Fame, but... No, But one thing, but it's so interesting, right? Because one thing which I really think about is the final five immunity challenge, where it's like, I was so depleted that I did, like, when I was looking at the puzzle, and I'm good at puzzles, so I was thinking that there was only two possible orientations of a 3D puzzle. But there's actually four. There's one, there's two, there's three, and there's four, right? So that's something which I've really thought about. But even, but I think it's like, when it comes to Hall of Faming, it's really hard to have coulda, shoulda, would-haves when you've won, because even if you had mistakes, it still worked
but
out
wait,
for you.
But Jeff always says that some of the greatest players never win the game. Mm-hmm. So yes. I think Hall of Famers who've never won the
That's
game
true.
Only yeah. have regrets.
Because I would say, yes. you know, I, that... right.
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
I would say I have spent the better part of the last 13 years like talking to a lot of the Survivor players, mm-hmm. and I would say I've talked to just about all of the greats. And I find that a lot of them, I feel like, in our conversations have had, like, discussions about, mm-hmm. especially, like maybe in the game that they won, maybe they felt like everything that went well, but, like, you know, talk to some of these, like, a lot of them that played three times, four times, they've got a lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
And Rob, yes? let's not forget,
yes?
you know, the father of flip-flopping and playing the middle.
Wearing flip-flops,
In the Hall of Fame, do you... have any regrets?
Many. But I think that that I'm sure, Marianne, even in your winning game, I'm sure you have some coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
Like, I think I do, but because I have the benefit of knowing it worked out well in the end, I try to release it, you know? So, but I have that benefit, so I can't speak to it, because then I could be like, coulda, shoulda, woulda, but then if I shoulda, woulda, coulda, would this have happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I felt like that was kind of like a like you know.
When just, I if I oh, go yeah. jump.
I just want to also say though, y'all don't know that how the coulda woulda shouldas eat you up at night, mm-hmm. especially when you come back from the game and you're just
don't
like, I need to not, you know, like I need to let this go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you know it's very hard to like to, you know so like in one. Like side of your mouth, like you gotta play Full Tilt Boogie, and it's also don't have any coulda, shoulda, wouldas. Like just go 100 miles an hour, and also don't ever think about like any of these other things that you could have possibly done. But and also the game is gonna move at the fastest pace ever, and also we're gonna throw a million things at you. But don't second guess any of your decisions. It's a lot. Okay, we are not going to second guess this decision because we're trying something new here tonight.
Okay?
We took your questions during the episode, okay? And so we've got some people out in these Survivor streets. I see Chappelle walking around with a microphone.
Cheers.
Chappelle, what's going on?
Nothing. You know what I'm saying? We're taking questions today.
So Chappelle is down here on the first floor, and then we have somebody on. Sam Moore is pointing to the ceiling.
Asia's over there.
Okay, Asia's on the left side. And do we have somebody on the second floor? No.
No.
Okay.
We shut that down.
Okay. All yeah. right. So we got some questions, and this is going to be kind of like Price is Right style. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Let's take a question from Laura Cherry in row L.
Woo!
Laura.
Shit.
Laura, can you stand up?
Ew, okay.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
I'm gonna
Chappelle
pass
is moving over to her position.
You don't remember your question? What if she doesn't remember her question?
Okay,
she
Laura. Her Laura, questions. Okay, fine.
All right, here we go.
Laura, your question was.
Yeah, we were just.
You remember, Laura? Do you remember it?
Yes. Is it on? Yes.
Yeah.
We were just wondering how long Carolyn was actually in the voting booth. If anyone might know that was here tonight.
The okay.
Well, that wouldn't.
How long would do we think Carolyn was in the voting booth?
Rob, we could poll the audience. Let's say if Franny's cousin was here.
Franny's cousin left.
Franny's yeah, cousin
okay, okay.
just...
Anybody else?
Franny's
okay.
cousin
okay.
stepped out of the room.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. For the panel, no how cousins. Long do you estimate Carolyn was in there?
I estimate she was there a good 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Seven.
Over under, Omer.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go with 3.5 minutes, and we can do Price is Right rules when Franny's cousin gets back.
Okay. 3.5 minutes. Gabby, what is it? Does that sound accurate to you?
Six
minutes.
Six. You heard it.
Also, Franny's cousin won't know.
She wouldn't know.
They don't have
Yeah, Franny's Marianne cousin doesn't have a good concept of time out there.
All right, well, talk about the people that are here on the panel with microphones.
Nobody's cousin.
So I'm thinking about the average time it takes to vote. So you need to walk up, you need to vote, you need to walk down. Jeez. So then on average, that would maybe take, let's say if you're on the longer end, maybe a minute, 90 seconds, a minute and a half. So you need to go above the standard deviation for it to be a concern.
All right.
And then the person, when Franny was looking, she probably wasn't looking immediately after when Carolyn went back. It was at that 2 standard deviations. Okay. So then if it's a minute and a half, I'm going to probably go with maybe she was starting to think it was a little weird in 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Okay.
But then Carolyn would have not come down at 220. All she would have maybe then stayed maybe then another, to go write the name down, cross it up.
You get one guess, Marianne.
Okay.
Yeah, this is taking
2 minutes and 47 seconds.
Thank you, Marianne. Okay. Rob, what's our next question?
Okay.
We got another question.
All right. Where is Jess in row I? Bingo. Okay.
Row one.
I'm
Asia,
sorry.
You
that,
got
that's
it.
A
row
one.
One
a Roman numeral.
Row I.
Roman numeral. Okay, Jess. How are you?
Good. Thanks. I was wondering what could Carolyn's path to victory look like? Because I want her to win, but I can't see the path.
Okay. So, all right, Omer. So, Carolyn just made a very big move. And we know what happens in the new era when somebody makes a big move. And then also a play that they have used an idol. And so now that there's a lot of focus on Carolyn, she doesn't have an idol. That do you think that maybe this could be maybe the beginning of the end for Carolyn?
Final six sucks, so good luck, Carolyn. But I think that Carolyn should maybe try to go to the end with Lauren and Jamie, as was suggested earlier in the night. It's just a matter of whether or not they will trust her enough to do so and go with her. But she's made a big move now, and the microscope's going to be on her. We see in the preview, Jam Jam's already eyeing that and being like, maybe she's more trouble than she's worth keeping around at this point. So I think it's going to be a tough road, but I think she should maybe try to go with the girls.
Seems like a good plan.
All right.
Yeah. And then I'm just thinking about perception, right? Social relationships. How does she go back? And she's like, hey, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, just, yeah. What are the relationships like with the folks that are still there?
I'm not worried for her at 6. Like, I think the big thing was that the narrative was Carson is a threat and he needs to go home. They try to vote Carson out. Carolyn plays an idol. You still then have the threat and Carson in. So I think that's a little bit more of shielding her, right? So I think that Carolyn would need to cannibalize Carson for it to her to move forward. And then just, like, eat all of Tika and then get it
so
to
the predictable.
I'm all for cannibalizing.
Yes, Marianne.
Was that your ultimate reward?
Eat them up, Marianne.
A human does have around 230,000 calories.
I heard about a lot of the animals you ate in Australia.
I ate emu in honor of you. Yeah. I ate some crocodile.
You ate an emu?
I ate emu, yeah.
I heard you were looking for a koala to eat when you were in Australia.
No, they're a protected species.
Yeah, but you Googled it.
But you would have. I heard that
a koala.
Authority.
I mean, who among us? Who among us wouldn't?
Okay. All right. How about Deshaun has a question.
Well, yeah,
fifth row from the back.
It's going to be Asia.
In the middle.
Asia, get up there. Yeah, it's not going to be me. I'm not doing
okay.
it.
Okay.
So far. I love you, though.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. I had a quick question. Was if we think the idol play tonight is going to go back in the game, and then this came up, can anyone on stage show us what a bro handshake looks like?
Bro handshake. Okay.
Carson. Carla, you know the bro handshake.
Carson talked about how that even Carson was a weirdo in high school. Even Carson. Even Carson. you wouldn't think it, but he was. And he just learned the bro handshake to come out on. Does anybody that. What is a bro handshake?
Oh, I know it.
Yeah?
It brings me stress every time because all the people at my church will do it. And, like, each person... No! Because, like, you'll come and like, they'll try to say hi, but then they'll do, like, something a little bit different as well, too. So if I can get your hand, it's kind of like you go in, right? But then you start sliding. Then you do something with the finger. Like, you grab the finger. Then you do daps. You snap a couple times. Then you let go. But you do that really smooth. So it's like a...
She.
Yeah.
She had a
and it is
cast.
Stressful every single time because you're, like,
you're telling me
that is not it
because you don't know if they're gonna go for a snap, if they're gonna go for a pull, and then the bro handshake it's a culture, right? So it changes over time. So maybe people are now going more casual. With
can you 3D
pull.
Print the bro handshake?
You don't need to.
Okay,
that's not it. Nope. I'm a
yes,
bro.
Yes, Chappelle?
I can attest that is not it. That is not the
that's
one.
That's not it.
Not the one.
No, too bad Carson's cousin's not here tonight.
This is how it is in the GTA, Chappelle, okay?
That's okay. It's all good. It's not it.
Yeah.
It's not the one.
Okay. But I'm sorry, but and then, Deshaun, do you have a question about the idol going back at the play also? Okay.
What was it?
I don't know if Deshaun still has the microphone.
He doesn't.
But he had asked, does tonight's idol go back into play?
Yes.
So okay.
Definitive, yes.
Well.
I would think so. It's the final seven, and so there's still two more tribal councils. And
six, no.
I feel like that Survivor has been, like, very, like, for these producers, they have been very prudent with the amount of advantages that they have put into the game post-merge. The only advantage, I believe, that they even put into this game so far that has been found post-merge was the one controller vote. That we saw, right? So this for them has been, they've been very, like, very responsible. So
this is
like,
restrained.
This is very, restrained.
So minimalist.
You had so many advantages too, Gabby. Come on.
Come on.
Don't blame me. I wasn't in charge.
You're so restrained. I'm like, girl, this is you too, okay?
I think the idol might be the lobster exoskeleton.
Yes, you think that was what it was?
I think it's possible.
A yeah. What?
The Carolyn's lobster shell.
Oh, okay.
An exoskeleton.
Oh,
my God.
Sorry, her exoskeleton.
I didn't expect to hear the word exoskeleton up here on stage tonight. So
who knew? Sure. Okay. All right. Where's David? David H. Seat 124.
Seat 124. David, hi. How are you? I'm Chappelle. Nice meeting you. Here you go.
Thank you. Great to meet you. Yes. So there seems to be a lot of imagery with Carson and fire reflected in his glasses.
There was another shot of Carson with the fire in his glasses tonight.
So I think we feel pretty confident he may be going to fire. Who do we think's going up against him? Because I think maybe Heidi, they've shown her a couple times now, positively making fire for her tribe, practicing at home.
Hold on. Well, let me just find out. Marianne, are you a subscriber to the Carson is going into fire because we've seen every episode a shot of the fire in his glasses?
I'm actually not. But I kind of like live my life. I think of one thing and I try to ride it to the bitter end. Like I was an Owen stan till the very bitter end. Woo! So yes. Woo! So everything I navigated had to do with Owen winning, right? So right now, this is very petty of me, but I have a little, I want to be like the youngest winner by birthday by a little bit more, right? And Carson's the only one left who's younger than me. So in my mind, I need him to lose. I love Carson, but this is the petty in me. So for me, I'm just like, what will Carson need to do to lose? So I actually think he's going next with the cannibalism of Tika. That's what I think is going to happen. But like I said, I live my life of delusion of then being the youngest winner just for a little time. You know, I took it from Adam and he had a couple seasons, so I won a couple more seasons. So yeah.
Okay. Anybody else feel strongly about this?
I think that Carson will go to fire, and it will be with Carolyn. I think that everybody is saying that they saw fire in Carson's glasses, but all I saw was Jam Jam's mom, if you saw that picture last week.
Okay, stop being a creep. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Shut it down. All right.
I saw Jam Jam swimming with glasses. That's not something you see every day.
But did you see his mom?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay, let's do one more question. and then we're gonna wrap this up. Okay, and then Melissa, row E.
Is she hot?
Oh, shit. This is my Melissa. Yay!
All right, here we go. Melissa.
Melissa from London. London, Canada. Melissa.
Ontario.
Yeah, this came. Mm-hmm. This yes. London. Not
That's
the other
where
one.
I immigrated to. I landed in London.
Girl, okay.
that was hurt. Welcome to Canada. Continue.
So I'm sorry, Rob. You're going to have to remind me which question.
Yes, Melissa, you asked a question that was, should Carolyn have prepared Jam Jam for the idol play?
Yeah.
Why was that a question you wanted to ask?
Well, we're seeing in the next time on that he seems to be thinking of her now, and I have a feeling it's because she's blindsided him twice. So if she had have prepared him for this and maybe warned him this was coming, would that maybe change?
Wait, how come Jam Jam doesn't have to tell Carolyn when he's going to blindside her?
Oh, I agree, but I don't think Jam Jam sees it that way.
Yeah, but do you think that in a three-person alliance, should she only tell Carson that she's going to play the idol? Yes, Marion?
No, I think it was a faux pas if she did not tell Jam Jam. I think that if you have your alliance member coming to you after the fact, like, let's say, for example, they're nullifying a knowledge's power move and you find out there that it was them and you don't know, it doesn't give you a sense of security because you're like, did they not care enough about me during the game, during the scramble, to tell me that something's going on? They couldn't have pulled me aside for a second to let me know what's going on. They thought that it was okay to be an afterthought in this cool move. So I'm also blindsided, right? So that gives worries, which is also why you're like, if it's going on and I'm not important enough to be in the loop, maybe they shouldn't be in my loop.
Trigger.
I felt really personal.
Yeah.
No. Did anybody else feel like it was personal?
I think that my suspicion is that she actually did tell him and we just didn't see it.
Yes.
However, I mean, you were being a little loosey-goosey with your info.
No,
so
I was
sorry,
not.
I don't want to tell you.
I was not. I was not, okay?
I think he knows.
Can we get a therapist up here? Dr. Amanda? Are you out there?
She's a researcher. No. She's not a psychologist. Yeah. She's
but
not
Abby,
a therapist.
Can you help with this?
Yeah. Not all therapists.
Okay. All right.
Deal with your interpersonal conflicts offstage.
All right. I want to start to wrap things up. Anything else that we did not get to discuss from this wonderful night of Survivor?
It was so good. Like, I just want to say, poor Matt. Like, Carson's like, I was a weird kid. Shot at Matt. Just, like, big, blown up. It's like, and, like, it's like, yeah, this guy. Yeah, he knows what it is to be weird. Yeah, come on. Let's just pan to Matt. Come on. Like, dang. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's a weirdo right there. No, we don't. Yeah. No, he's the weird one. Imagine if it's like, I was weird as a kid, and then we got a shot of Brandon. It's like, I was a weird kid. You got the big, bulky guy. That would have been great. But no, you got Matt with the busy hair and the glasses. It's like, yeah, he knows how it is to be a weirdo. No, that one, like, yeah. I just really felt for him in that moment. I feel it's like for example, like when like you're in a class, and then after the teacher says something like, oh, some of you might be angry, and all the students are like, at like that one kid, it's like that was like the stare where it's like everyone's like, I'm a weird kid, and like the editor's like, yeah, that's the weird kid, that's the one who's talking about, yeah. Just wanted to put that out there,
yeah.
So release it into the earth.
That was good. Get it out. Anything else that we didn't cover?
I loved Carolyn's resting annoyed face.
she gives such good faces.
Good face.
Such good face. I mean, like, forget Robert De Niro. Those are the faces that we should be talking about. Just like when, like, Danny says something to her, just like her reaction.
Wait, can we all do it real quick?
No, I can't.
She's so great.
I do want to shout out the island in Puerto Rico for, you know, having Heidi and Jam Jam be the last two contenders in the last gasp. I think that was great representation. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations again to Jam Jam for the individual immunity as Okay. And is Last Gasp going to happen every season now?
Oh, my God.
Is it part of the new era?
No, I hope not. Like, I don't know. It's such a classic that I'm like, I hope I don't see it.
Certainly not the Last Gasp.
I know. Right? No. Let's bring some other challenges back.
One of many gasps.
I was surprised they used it again after, like, you guys broke it.
I know. I thought that they would be like, no, let's, like, never again in Fiji.
Mm-hmm. No, they loved it.
But Jeff, I remember, I complained because I hated the slides, and he was like, do you think that we changed these challenges just for you? Like, we have months of preparation. And I was like, all right, you got it.
Okay.
You're right.
All right, well, it was months of preparation for us to get here for this show, and so this was...
Nice segue.
I think this was one of the most fun live shows we've done.
Toronto shows up, Rob. We
Toronto
show,
shows
we
up.
We love Survivor, okay? That's why when a Canadians come, we go to kill it because we've been like itching. Like last time you came, we weren't even allowed to play. So we're just sitting and be like, oh, look at Rob. He's allowed to play. But like some of us sitting here, we're not going to be able to play. And now we're able to play and we're showing up and we're amazing. And we're watching it and we're going to be killing it.
Yeah. Now, we have had such great support for Rob as a podcast as well from Canada, so that it was really important to me to get back here and do one of these shows. And so, and you all came out, a sellout crowd, so this was really incredible. I hope to get the chance to talk to many of you at the after party to follow. Should be a wild night. Of course, what a great panel this was. I want to thank you all one more time. Carla, anything you want to let people know about?
No. Enjoy the season, I don't know.
Enjoy the season, okay? Gabby?
Be kind to one another.
Be kind.
And limit your impressions to ones you've practiced a lot and not on national TV.
Well, I don't think that that's disqualifying for Danny. I think he's practiced it every day of his life. Yeah. Omer?
Everybody tell Tim Hortons to bring back the white hot chocolate. It must be mandatory and not just at select stores.
That got a big reaction. Yeah. Marianne?
Just thank you for being here. Of course, always have to thank, shout out Sam Moore for coordinating everything. Woo! Like, he's so amazing. He's so spectacular. And like, he had to wrangle me when I was literally like living my best life in Australia, and he somehow made it happen. So I have so much respect for him. And like, thank you all for showing up and really showing Rob he needs to come back every single year.
Every year.
Every single season.
Yeah, well. How about this? I'm going to be coming back tomorrow night for a Big Brother Canada finale, and you can be there with us. If you are listening to the podcast of this, you can come to the box office here, the Lyric Theater at the Meridian Arts Center, or robinswebsite.com/Toronto. Hopefully some of you are having fun here tonight, want to have fun with us tomorrow night for the Big Brother Canada finale coming up on Thursday night. We're going to have a live show, ton of Big Brother alumni that are going to be here for that. So looking forward to that show tomorrow night. I will have an exit interview coming up with Danny in the morning. For people listening to this as a podcast, that will already be up. And then I will have a Survivor feedback show on Monday with the Purple Pants Badass, who was just here, Bryce Isaiah. So get your feedback questions in for Bryce. robinswebsite.com/voicemail or robinswebsite.com/survivorquestions. Thank you, Toronto!
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.